time. It's 4:30, a little bit later than normal, but on this Saturday morning when we do Pete Hoffman's other NFL picks, as I do my perfect parlay with BT and Sal every Friday at 1:20 p.m., but on my show, I got to give you some picks, too. Just there's more picks to do. So we right now, I'm not sure the winning percentage exactly, but 13-24 for me, because I actually got a push last week with the Jacksonville game. So really it's 13 out of 24 with a one tie. I'm not sure the percentage on that. You are, Alex, 14 for 25. Killing it right now.
I take those.
Yeah, oh, we take them a lot. I mean, that's the percentage is pretty good. Well, let me do the math real quick. What is 14 out of 25? Quick math. Do we know?
Times 4, 56.
56. Let's go. Yeah, I'm not doing as well as you. But, hey, listen, good job. All right, so this week, I just do the perfect parlay picks I did with BT and Sal. I thought Tampa Bay minus 3.5 is an easy win. Washington plus 6.5, getting points versus Baltimore. I know Baltimore's tough, but Washington has been in every game. I think it's going to be tight. Washington may not win it, but they'll definitely cover. And Atlanta minus 6 over the Panthers, I think, is an easy one. So those are my picks with the perfect parlay. As far as my other picks go, I'm going to Green Bay. I don't know why. I'm just feeling lucky with Arizona. Marvin Harrison Jr. is getting better. He's figuring things out. Kyler Murray, I don't understand why we always give Kyler Murray such a bad rap. He is not as terrible as we make it out to be. Now, their defense isn't as great, but they were able to withstand the 49ers, who I know are not a complete team at the moment. There's a lot of injuries. But the fact that they beat the 49ers, if they can beat the 49ers, they can beat anybody, in my opinion. So getting 5 points after that big win, I'm going to go luck on Arizona's side, plus 5 at Green Bay. Philadelphia up against Cleveland. It's a big number, minus 9.5. And I understand that Cleveland's putrid and Philadelphia is supposed to be really good. They haven't really shown that they've been really good. I'm going to take a risk, though. Cleveland's really bad. I've seen them. We've seen them up close. First, the Giants. They're terrible. Minus 9.5. I'm all about it. Give me Philadelphia minus 9.5. Then we go to New England. Listen, I understand that Houston's dealing with some injuries right now, but New England just is not good, and they have Drake May going up for his first start of his career, right? It's not a way you want to start against Houston, who just had an amazing win up versus Buffalo. Yeah, they allow some teams to stay in the game. I'm sorry, but New England's got nothing that they can stay in this game with. Their defense maybe can keep it tight, but I'll take the Houston minus 6.5 at New England. Then we go to Sunday night in New York, MetLife. Cincinnati needs a win so bad. I picked them to outright win the game on the money line, but I do think the Giants will keep it close. So I'm taking the points, plus 4 Giants versus Cincinnati at home, MetLife, on Sunday night. And then Monday night, back in Jersey, back at MetLife. I just don't think that Robert Saleh getting fired was great. It was needed. Bad timing. I think this team is such a mess. They're not winning this game. I'm taking Buffalo minus 2.5.
All right.
Alex Azarm. Yes, let's go. Alex Azarm, who's been killing it. What do you got?
You know, I realize that most of the picks that I get wrong are always the ones where the spread is large. And I just have so much trust on the team that are favorites that the game ends up being so close. And I lose those predictions. So with that being said, I'm going to think that the Commanders are going to take I don't know if they'll win, but they will cover for sure against the Ravens.
Oh, so you're following that pick. I like that pick. I like the Washington Commanders every week. The numbers are very favorable to them. I think they've hit a few weeks in a row, too, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I've been taking the Commanders the past couple weeks, and they've been hitting for me, so why not go for them again?
Let's go. Go for broke, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Lions minus 3 as favorites against the Cowboys. It was a good win for the Cowboys last week against the Steelers. But I think the Lions will just be too much. The Steelers' offense is always slow. They don't ever score it much. Lions could easily score 28, 30 points here. So I'm going to take the Lions minus 3. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with the Giants. While the Bengals' offense is so good, their defense is so bad. They've given up, I think, outside against the Patriots, they gave up 16 points. Outside of that game, they've given up 20-plus. And I think the Giants can potentially do something. I know Malik Nabers is out, potentially Singletary. I think Daniel Jones will come through, and that's also me saying because I have Wandell Robinson on my fantasy.
Smart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to take the Jets to win this game because of a new coach bounce. It always works. Every time there's a new coach fired, the first week, it always goes swimmingly and ends the honeymoon period. I'm going to take the Jets against
the
Bills.
Have you seen the Jets, though? Do you know how bad they are?
I have.
This is probably not going to work.
But this one week, I probably will, if I were to pick the rest of the season, I probably would pick against them every week. Except for this week. So I'm going to go with them. And my final pick. I don't know how the Bucks are only 3.5 favorites against the Saints, because Derek Carr's not playing. The Saints are really struggling. I'm taking the Bucks minus 3.5. I think that's a pretty easy pick.
Yeah, so, I think so too. Yeah. That's great.
So Commanders are going to cover plus 7. Bucks minus 3.5 favorites. I'm going to take them. Giants are going to cover 3.5. Jets are going to win, or at least they're going to cover plus 2.5, and the Lions will beat the Cowboys by more than 3.
By the way, I have the Giants at plus 4. So,
oh, plus 4, yes.
There you go. Even better for you. Yeah. Even better for you. All right, that's the NFL, the Pete Hoffman's other picks. NFL picks week 6, and hopefully you guys have been hitting, because Alex has been on fire. I've been okay. More than my perfect parlays, I'll tell you that much.